I'm Hayden Savage for the Ecom News Network ECNN. Time now for your latest news update. Today is Friday, July 30th. The Sharp County Sheriff's Office is reporting that they have found 39-year-old Jana Holmes. We brought it to you first on EcomNewsNetwork.com yesterday evening. According to police, she reportedly left on foot around midnight from Riverbend Park in Hardy, Arkansas. She was last seen wearing an Eagle shirt and khaki pants. Holmes was seen on security footage carrying a bag with unknown items. The Sharp County Sheriff's Office would like to thank everyone for their help in locating the missing person. The Missouri State Highway Patrol is reporting a couple of arrests from Thursday and one from early Friday morning. On Thursday, 65-year-old Troy Moore of Hartville, Missouri was arrested for a felony Wright County warrant for dangerous drugs, failure to stop at a stop sign, and failure to make a right-hand turn as close as practical to the road's edge. Moore was taken to the Wright County Jail and is currently being held on bond. MSHP is also reporting the arrest of a Howe County woman on Thursday. 58-year-old Sylvia Tyler of West Plains was arrested by the Highway Patrol for a felony Howe County warrant for possession, misdemeanor marijuana, and misdemeanor paraphernalia. Tyler was taken to the Howe County Jail and is being held on bond. A Mountain View, Missouri man is facing charges after a traffic stop early Friday morning. According to the Highway Patrol, 26-year-old Reagan Mullins is now facing charges of DWI, being a prior offender, second offense for driving while revoked, careless and imprudent driving causing an accident, and failure to drive on the right half of the roadway. Mullins was released by authorities. An accident in West Plains ended in an arrest after a man fled the scene. According to the West Plains Police Department, an accident occurred Wednesday evening in West Plains around 7 p.m. It was located at the intersection of Highway 63 and CC Highway. That's when a vehicle involved in the crash took off down CC Highway, but police were also called to another accident involving a vehicle of the same description. Two occupants of the fleeing car were injured in that crash. 19-year-old Stephen Detweiler was reported to be the driver of that car. Detweiler was later arrested by Howe County authorities and is now charged with armed criminal action, domestic assault in the third degree, and unlawful use of a weapon. He's currently being held in the Howe County Jail. A judge has ordered that the state of Arkansas continue to give COVID-19 jobless assistance. Pulaski County Circuit Judge Herbert Wright ordered the state to continue the payments on Wednesday. In May, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson ordered that the state's participation be ended after June 26. Five Arkansas residents sued the state over the governor ending the payments. Wright said state law indicated that ending payments was a decision for the legislature, not Hutchinson, to make. Ozarks Healthcare in West Plains has made an update to their visitor policy and has reopened their COVID-19 unit due to an uptick in COVID-19 cases. According to a press release from the hospital, as of Thursday, there are a total of 33 patients positive with COVID-19 hospitalized within the health system. Patients range in age from 25 to 94. For a look at the updated visitor policy at Ozarks Healthcare, visit our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. In a press conference on Thursday, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson said that the state is back in a public health emergency. The governor has called for a special session of the Arkansas legislature, and this will allow state lawmakers to review the 60-day order from the governor. The governor is also requesting that Law 1002 be amended to give local schools more power over mask mandates when an outbreak occurs. Law 1002 abolished mask mandates on state property. You might remember that Hutchinson was in Mountain Home on Monday for one of his many COVID-19 conversations where he mentioned that he would consider a special legislative session to amend the law. On Thursday, the Arkansas Department of Health reported 2,843 new cases of COVID-19 in the state. The governor noted that this is one of the largest one-day increases since the start of the pandemic in March of 2020. The state reported 11 new deaths at the hands of the coronavirus. 10 more people were placed on ventilators. Good news, though, Arkansas hospitalizations are down 9 as of yesterday. If you're interested in receiving the COVID-19 vaccine, contact your local county health unit, pharmacist, or family physician. The Mammoth Spring Chamber of Commerce has announced that they will be hosting the 37th Annual Antique and Classic Car Show on September 4th of this year. The event will feature lots of old classics and plenty of competitions to enter. We spoke to Chamber member Adam Davis about the event.
We have the upcoming Antique and Classic Car Show, and this will be the 37th Annual. And I'm really excited about this one because, I mean, as you know, you were there. In 2019, we had over 130 vehicles on display, which was the biggest car show we'd had in almost 40 years. So I'm really excited about this year. A lot of people have told me they're coming back. A lot of new people are coming. We're actually going to have the most trophies we've ever had at a car show. Over 50 trophies we're going to be giving away, including several different classes, 76 to 2000, 66 to 75, 55 to 65, 1931 to 1954, 1894 to 1930. We're also going to have a rat class, and we're going to have a modern class as well. A lot of people have asked for that, and we started it in 2019. We'll be giving away trophies for furthest distance traveled, People's Choice, and of course, the Ron Cornelius Best of Show Award.
The entry fee to show your car and be judged is $25. The fee to show a car and not be judged is $5. The event is free to the public and concessions will be available. Contact Adam Davis at the Mammoth Spring State Park for more information. His phone number, 870-378-3266. I'm Hayden Savage for the Ecom News Network ECNN. Get more news, sports, and weather on our website at ecomnewsnetwork.com. Streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo Dot, Google smart speakers, and more. We're everywhere you need us. Remember, you should never touch a down power line. If you come across a line down, notify the electric cooperative immediately. At eCommunications, we care.